Hello everyone, welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I'm always so happy to be able to study the Word of God and to know that there are people listening to my voice, mostly God's voice, studying His Word. It's just a thrill that I get for all of my life. I would that every person in the world, all at one time, could hear this glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, that there is salvation from sins, forgiveness of sins, and eternal life offered by God Almighty because His Son Jesus came into the world and died on the cross for the sins of all mankind. And He was raised after 3 days so that He could give forgiveness of sins and eternal life to everyone who puts their faith and trust in Him. We always go to Him in prayer as we begin this study. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, what can we say to such great things? Lord, You've offered us forgiveness of sins and eternal life because of what Your Son Jesus did for us. And today we are truly grateful. It's our honor, Lord, to be able to study Your Word, to know more about what You have for our own personal lives and for the lives of everyone that'll just sit and listen to You. We ask You by Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth today and to empower us to live according to that truth so that our lives will be pleasing to You. We honor You, Lord. We bless You and thank You for these things. We do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Beast, Creeping Things, and Fowls. It's taken from the book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 6. The physician Luke wrote how the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, "You went in to men uncircumcised and did eat with them." But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning and expounded it by order unto them, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. A certain vessel descend, as it had been a great sheet, let down from heaven by four corners. And it came even to me." And in chapter 11, verse 6 of the book of Acts, Luke shared how Peter told the Jewish believers he saw four-footed beast, wild beast, creeping things, and fowls, where we read, "Upon the which when I had fastened mine eyes, I considered and saw four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air." The verse begins, "Upon the which when I had fastened mine eyes, I had considered and saw four-footed beasts of the earth." Luke began with the words, "upon the which means, and on the sight of the large linen sheet, which when I had fastened mine eyes, or at the time and moment I, Peter, fixed, gazed upon, and looked earnestly on with my own physical eyes, I considered," which means I, Peter, perceived and observed fully, "and saw four-footed beasts," or "and beheld and observed animals with 4 feet of the earth," which means belonging to the arable land, territory, and land. Luke shared how Peter told the Jewish apostles and believers about beholding the four-footed animals which were within the linen sheet. The verse goes on to say, "and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air." Luke continued with the words, "and wild beasts," which means, "and savage, brutal, and ferocious animals, and creeping things," or "in reptiles or snakes, and fowls of the air," which means, "and winged animals or birds which fly in the vaulted expanse of the sky with all things visible in it." Luke shared how Peter recalled the savage animals, reptiles, and birds of the sky within the large linen sheet. When we meditate upon Luke's words in this verse, we see how Peter continued to relate to the Jewish apostles and believers the various animals, reptiles, and birds which were in the linen sheet lowered to him from heaven. Because this encounter is repeated, we can see how God desired to show all who read these words and hear these words His passion for people to receive His gospel of salvation through His Son Jesus. Jesus died on the cross for the sins of all mankind, and He was raised from the dead after 3 days. Because God loves everybody, And he wants us to have a personal relationship with him through Jesus. When they and we submit ourselves and themselves to him, he will forgive their sins and our sins and grant everlasting life to them with him. Let all who read and hear these words reread this story and know the Savior Jesus is purposed to let them know how much he wants to lead them to his salvation. Next time, Luke shares how Peter told the Jewish believers, "I heard a voice saying unto me, Peter, slay and eat." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.